year-old organization that serves youth in crisis has laid off its staff and will file for bankruptcy. According to the Press Democrat, employees were given the news at a meeting yesterday. One major donor reversed its pledge of $500,000 after reviewing the organization's finances. SAY then declined to accept the remaining $600,000 pledged by six others. A drunk driver was convicted of his fifth DUI, but over objections of prosecutors, a judge declined to sentence him to prison on Monday. Sonoma County Superior Court Judge Dana Simmons overruled prosecutors' objections and instead sentenced Juan Garcia Vigil to probation. Santa Rosa police continue their search for a Ukiah man who was suspected of the shooting death of another man on Barham Avenue in Santa Rosa last week. 21-year-old Nathan Little Bear Hoagland should be considered armed and dangerous. He is described as 5 feet 9 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes, weighing about 160 pounds. Anyone who sees him should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. In sports, sad news, Brandon Crawford is no longer a Giant. Reports say, pending a physical, he's agreed to join the St. Louis Cardinals. And your forecast, today, mainly sunny and mild, low to mid-60s. Tonight, pretty clear once again and cool, overnight lows in the 30s. Again, some patchy frost possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, for the afternoon, sunny with mid-60s tomorrow. Rain returns by late Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
Now, Redwood Credit Union brings you another Wolf Hometown Hero.
When you have a heart for helping people, what do? You create a Facebook group called 707 Fire and Info and keep everyone updated with fire information. That's what the owner of 707 Plumbers, Matt Duncan, did. After the fires, he has continued to utilize the social media group to help people. When someone has a need, Matt is the first to jump in. And if he can't help them personally, he'll connect them with someone who can. He's made a difference in the lives of many, and you can see that through his posts and testimonials online. For his dedication to our community, we now put Matt Duncan on our ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to thewolf.fm. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love, let us know who your hero is so that we can give them the recognition they deserve.
102.7 The Wolf.
All right, here we go. Another hour of America's greatest hits. I'm Rick Michaels, a little after 8 o'clock. Got Journey coming up, some Def Leppard, Billy Joel, U2 on the way. Also got Irene Cara, Phil Collins, and Matthew Wilder, and we're going to rewind the year 1980 as well, all coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! Fire! Goes out.
simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! Fire!
Babe.
Hey, hey!
Thank you.
Yeah, looks like we do have some slowdown, so let's get another update on the commute from the Hodgin and Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
Well, the downtown commute is on. Good morning, everyone. This report's sponsored by Macy's, and you are on the brakes. Northbound 101 starting at Golf Course Drive. It stays slow all the way to College. Southbound 101 through Fulton, a little bit sluggish approaching and passing River Road. The same up ahead at College. That's the worst of it. South 101 leaving Petaluma. Much improved getting into the Narrows. You're still looking at about 47 minutes getting into Central San Rafael and about an hour to the Golden Gate. Join Macy's and UNCF to help students fulfill their potential now during Black History Month. Donate online or when you check out at any Macy's store. Learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
The U.S. hockey team wins Olympic gold and is the sports story of the year. The fitness craze dominates books and video sales, led by those of Jane Fonda. In Sonoma County, the Radio Shack TRS-80 personal computer is selling for $749, including a big 12-inch monochrome monitor. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1980.
Wasn't hurting anyone.
satisfy you. I might be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other
Seven, the Wolf, it's Rick Michaels. Any of you ever drop a phone in water and stuck it in a bag of rice? It seems to work. I'm just saying. Even though last week Apple said don't do it, the phones are more sophisticated now, and you don't need to really do that. And plus, you may get a grain of rice in one of the inputs or something like that. I fail to see where they're going with this, but for me, I'm going to stick it back in rice if it happens. Apple probably just wants you to buy maybe a couple new phones.
I'm not afraid to
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. As we first reported earlier this month, barriers preventing drivers from turning onto Lakeville Highway in Petaluma are now finally in place. Drivers wishing to turn west onto Lakeville from Pine View Way near Kaiser Permanente or from the South McDowell Extension are now detoured to Cater Lane or South McDowell Boulevard. Both intersections have traffic signals. After several deadly crashes, pressure was put on Caltrans to come up with a solution to improve driver safety. We are getting more information this morning about the rescue of three people on the Russian River Sunday. The woman in the water has been identified as 38-year-old Lacey Lee Mosher, who apparently became very combative and attacked the two sheriff's deputies who entered the water to try and save her, leading to them needing to be rescued. Once out of the water, she was arrested on suspicion of threatening police, battery, being under the influence of drugs, and is also accused of burglary on an unrelated matter. We are learning of the February 18th death of 55-year-old Lori Kennedy. She suffered smoke inhalation during a fire at her home on Ashton Avenue in Santa Rosa back on February 10th. Her daughter, son-in-law, and one of her three cats survived the fire. The family has set up a GoFundMe page to help cover expenses. In sports, both the SRJC men's and women's basketball teams are in the playoffs on Wednesday. The men play College of San Mateo at 5:30. The women take the court at 7:30 against Mission College. And your forecast, mainly sunny for today and mild, low 60s. Tonight, pretty clear once again and cool, overnight lows in the 30s. Maybe some patchy frost again tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, sunny with low to mid-60s. Rain returns on Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.